Okay, Vam Shepset in Mishne Sever. So he says as follows. Shneachim Nesesh L'Shteachas. Two brothers married two sisters. But Yesomas Katanias, these are two of the minor orphans. You know, these minor orphans that we've been dealing with. That the, like yesterday, that the mother marries off, the mother or the brothers marry off, because the, so it's only a rabbinical marriage. So two brothers marry two of these kind of sisters. Right, and then one of the brothers dies without kids. So normally, if it was just two normal sisters, so the sister who's now a widow, she would just go free. She can't marry the other brother because the other brother's married to the sister.
The other,
you can't. So he can't take two sisters. So normally, she would just go out free. And even though this is a rabbinic,
if she wasn't a minor,
she would just go free. Once she's a minor, so what's the case? It says the Mishnah Tetzah Mishum Achos Isha. She still goes out free. Even though she's a minor, and even though the marriage is only rabbinical, nevertheless, she still goes out free. She can't be married to the other brother. V'chein shtei chereishos. And also, if two brothers married two female deaf mutes, right? Two female deaf mutes, right? That's a rabbinical marriage. And even though it's a rabbinical marriage, and one of the brothers dies, that sister still goes out free. She still can't marry the other brother who's married to her deaf-mute sister. Bit of a strange case.
Well,
that's good. The marriage is considered a rabbinical marriage. Yeah. Gedoyla Katana. So what happens if two brothers marry two sisters? One of the sisters is a normal gadol, a normal adult sister, but the other is a minor. Right, mm-hmm. And then Mace Bala Shel Katan, and then the husband of the mana dies childless. So the one brother's left married to a normal, like, older woman, and now this mana, her husband has died. The other brother's died. So Taitse Hakatanim Mishum Achos Isha. So the mana can't go do yibum with the brother because the brother's married to her sister. She can't do yibum. So Mace Bala Shel Gedola. But if the husband of the elder one dies. So now what you've got left is the elder falls for Yibum to the brother, and the brother's married rabbinically to the minor sister. Yeah. So what takes preference? Because this brother is married rabbinically to the minor daughter, and he's got but that's only a rabbinical connection. That's not a Torah connection.
So you think she can marry him?
But he's got a Yibum connection. He's got a Torah connection to the older one. What takes preference over here? So now there's a whole machlekes. Rebbe Lezer says, "Melamdim esakatana shetzmein boy." We get the mana. We try to get the mana to do miyun, to refuse her husband. Because if she refuses her husband, it's as if she was never married to him, and then this husband can do yibum with the older sister.
See that?
No, because she's still a mana. And she's only married rabbinically through her mother or her brothers. If she refuses that marriage, the marriage is void ab abnishya. It's as if they were never married. It's under chuppah, everything was done, but she's a mana, and her mother and her brothers did it. So in this case, if she refuses, the marriage is void ab abnishya, and the brother can then do yibum with the sister. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rabban Gamliel disagrees. He says, imma ana ma'ana ve'im lav. He says, no, if she wants to refuse, we let her refuse. Mm-hmm. But if she doesn't want to refuse, we leave her. Tamtim ad shetagdil. We leave her until she grows up. Once she grows up, then her marriage will become a proper Torah marriage, because now she's an adult. And then the Yibum woman goes out free, because now she can't marry, because she's the sister
she's
of
tied
a...
She's tied down until that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Rabbi Yeshua says, "Im lo al ishtoi ve'i lo al eshes achiv." He forbids both of them to get married. Moitzi es ishtoi begetza. He makes that mana go out with the get. The eshes achiv bechalitza. He makes the woman who fell for yibum makes her go out with chalitza. So he makes them both go out. He doesn't let this man marry either the mana or the adult who's fallen to her for yibum.